from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Rodgers checks and deals. Darnell out to right field. Yastrzemski caught it, but the Braves are going to be on the board. Somebody is on the board. It took us till the 10th inning, but it's 1-0 Atlanta.
Yeah, man. A real pitcher's duel last night in San Francisco. Certainly the two best left-handed pitchers in the National League, but the way that Snell's been going since he came back from injury, probably the two best pitchers in the National League. This guy's been insane.
Yes.
He threw a no-hitter earlier this month. He had the Braves no-hit through 7 innings last night. He's under 1 ERA in his last 8 starts. Won the Cy Young last year. Like, Blake Snell's been crazy. Chris Sale's better than him last night.
Yeah.
Like, He out-dueled him.
Yeah, he did.
Flat out did. Now, neither one of them gave up a run.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't his fault that his team lost. They were able to get to a relief pitcher in extra innings. But Chris Sale goes 7. Snell only goes 6 1/3. Chris Sale struck out 12. Snell only struck out 11. Chris Sale didn't walk anybody. Snell walked 3 people. So in the head-to-head matchup, not only the Braves won, but Chris Sale won too.
He was both pitchers were outstanding. You always got to tip your cap when you have a scenario where these two guys, because you're not getting anything from the bats because the other guy's pitching his ass off. Chris Sale, I saw the play he made in the field, ball hit back to him, great play by that. But, I mean, he talked about it, especially when he was talking the previous game, and said that, it stunk and we needed this and everything. And, we thought his last start he was going to stop the bleed, and they were touching him up last time.
Get much outfield help.
And then yesterday – it starts it off, and I mean, Chris Sale, we know, we have fun with the whole, he cut up the uniform and everything. Chris Sale got some that bottom, though.
Oh, yeah, no, he's a competitor.
Yeah, yeah. And
he's also incredible.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm sure he looked at old boy like, don't start that blank today.
Yeah, come on, Laureano, you already did that to me before.
Yeah, don't start that today, all right?
Because remember that game Laureano lost him against the Mets when he overran the ball.
Yeah.
Sale started that
game. Yes, he did. Hey, man, don't start that today, man.
And that game where Soler had both of those terrible plays in the outfield?
Yes.
Sale started that game,
yes,
too.
Yes, he did. And so now
that game they lost to the White Sox 1-0, where they gave up a first-inning home run and didn't score any runs, Sale started that game, too.
Yeah.
So he's been screwed by this baseball team.
Especially that guy. But it was great.
This is not the team Sale thought he was signing with, by the way, or getting traded
to. Soler made the catch. I was nervous because anytime he has the move to catch a ball, you're like, oh, hell. But he did make it. Michael Harris will be back tomorrow. He won't be back today because of the rule that he can't come
back. Yes, 60 days, we know.
Yes,
60
days. Yes.
60 days, 60 days.
Yes. But
tomorrow's today's.
You got it back natural, so you're going to go Michael in the center, and then Soler's got to be in one of the corners.
Yo, yeah.
Who's another one?
And then Kelnick. Kelnick's a good outfielder. He's not a very good hitter.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Okay, so fielder out. I mean, okay, so you got a bad fielder, a guy that may be able that we've seen can hit the ball, and a hitter who we don't know what the hell's going to happen when the ball's out there.
Yeah. Kelnick makes up for his hitting with his defense.
Yes.
Soler makes up for his defense with his hitting. And then hopefully Harris can do both.
Yes.
Now, again, that's kind of asking a lot.
It is. Because he was not playing well when he left.
Wasn't really doing much before he got hurt. You know what he needs?
Bless.
He needs a Marcelo Zuna pep talk.
Ah, The best center fielder in the league.
In baseball.
Yeah, but I mean, you're getting some reinforcement back. That's all you can ask for. Because
center
now,
in the league.
Okay, so Eddie Rosario was DFA'd, right?
Uh-huh.
Who's going to be? Is it Duvall? Duvall's gone?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, probably not long for Duvall. Yeah. I mean, he's batting like .000.
Yeah, that's all I'm getting. Because somebody got to go.
Hit.
Somebody got to go.
We all love Adam Duvall.
Yes, we do.
Great. He's an awesome dude. Big part of a lot of wins for the Braves.
You got to go.
It's a different guy now.
So look at Gwinnett.
Nah.
He did go to Gwinnett? Okay.
Yeah, they DFA'd him and no one claimed him.
Oh, okay.
Then he accepted the assignment.
Yeah.
But Eddie like Georgia that much? I mean, it's going down in Buford.
Eddie like paycheck that much.
Yeah, it's going down in Buford now. It's nice up there. They done built all that stuff over there with the Top Golf. Well, Eddie, you into my bro.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.